We have Mr. Guiton, Mrs. Dodaire, Mr. Boulestaich. Mr. Guiton, he's unmuted already. So I'd like to ask participants to be kind enough to write their questions in the chat box. I see a few questions already. I will start with Mr. Bouleste. Your investment strategy, why is it targeting new entrants, newcomers, and why does it favor the renewal of generations? Thank you for your question. As I explained briefly before, it is essential for us, for DG Agri, when you read our present regulations and also future draft regulations, without this, it will be very difficult to transform agriculture and to feed our population, to put it simply. In CAP 2020, we are number three in terms of generation renewal in France, but we're not happy with the deficit. We're lacking a few thousand farmers. So we wanted to act on this. There are other reasons that I mentioned, transformation of models, short supply chains, etc. But this is something we wanted to do. We have an exempted notification scheme with SMEs, and this helps us, in particular for newcomers, for young farmers or people who are under 40 years of age or who have been working for less than 7 years. They have a priority. And as I explained before, 20% of guaranteed loans are guaranteed for people who are quite young or for newcomers. This is very encouraging. Mrs. Daudet, after several years of the Foster Guarantee, we could not hear the last part of the question, sorry. As explained in our joint presentation by Banque Populaire and the region, the main advantage is the ease of access and the fact that we can use very quickly this tool. 85% of holdings have mentioned that this speed of access and funding was one of the major advantages of this system. There are joint interests as well with the banking sector, between investors and the banking system. Since the guarantee is very strong over 10 years for these loans, and together we can finance more risky, more ambitious projects, but also more conventional projects. Even when farmers or companies have issues not linked to the climate or anything, but linked to the economy, to the crisis, the situation is particularly difficult, and this is something we will have to give some thought to for the next programming period. The small problems that we've seen is that we should study the impact of this on EAFRD grants and whether both systems can be used, and also the difference with structural funds for our region, for example. We have to be careful with the difference with the EAFGA. Mr. Chassin, you mentioned it briefly, but how do you explain the low level of programming for your tools so far? Answer. One of the problems is communication. Communication was clearly not sufficient. It has to be improved. We also need to reconcile subsidies, grants, and other financial instruments. We have to be, we have to refine, to fine-tune our approach in this field. We'll see whether a subsidy can be, it can go together with the use of a particular financial instrument. And the fact that some of these instruments were used quite late may explain the low use of these instruments this year. Thank you. Mr. Guiton, could you tell us about your secrets? Have you been able to finance projects you would not have financed without the facility? Well, I did mention it briefly. Honestly, it is always difficult to give an estimation. It's a guesstimate. I'd say yes, probably. We would have probably gone with smaller projects. We would have helped farmers with smaller projects. But thanks to this facility, to the financial instruments, we were really able to finance bigger projects. Now, if the project is carefully drafted, if it corresponds to future economic needs, well, we can go much further with this type of mechanism, whereas normally we would have needed to do it over 2 or 3 years. Okay, thank you. Very well. So national instruments, regional instruments, but how do they complement each other and the ministry guarantee and the regional guarantee? Answers. Complementarity still has to be defined very precisely. However, if we take a look at the instruments put forward by colleagues from Nouvelle-Aquitaine or Occitanie, we can say that complementarity is real, and figures show that this tool is doing very well in 3 regions. And among those 3 regions, you see Occitanie and Nouvelle-Aquitaine. So I don't think we're shadowing anymore anyone such as Alterna. And as I said before, these tools are implemented within the framework of EAFRD, whereas ours is done through national loans, except sustainable development. We've organized a couple of webinars in Rhône-Alpes and Normandy, and we see that banks see that farmers are attracted by this tool because they can finance second-hand equipment or land purchase. Or working capital as well. So things that EAFRD does not authorize. I can give you any proof that everything is going well. I think we should work on this with managing authority, regional managing authorities. We've had a couple of meetings recently, but results are quite promising, and I think there's a high level of complementarity. Mrs. Daudet, do you confirm that it's not an actor in your video, it's a real farmer, right? And what about the other recipients and financial intermediaries whom we couldn't see in the video? Answer: it is a farmer indeed, not an actor, and he's been developing other projects after the one we described in the video. I talked a little bit about the feedback we got after a few years of guarantee. Within the framework of this study, we showed that 40% of young farmers said that this guarantee was vital, essential to be able to set up business. For the tree planting sector, Loïc Guiton mentioned it, there are a lot of needs to diversify tree planting. We have regional resources and EAFRD subsidies. However, there is a financing gap. And with this guarantee, with a more global approach to funding, we can help farmers with bigger projects, more comprehensive projects on their holdings for the rest. And something else that we've been able to see for a number of years, we've been working with the other firms. We see that because of the weather and weather problems and the volatility on some markets, the question of resilience comes up for farm holdings. And we help farmers with access to funding, and we have a charter, a financing charter for holdings. And we want to be able to leverage this and to improve the resilience and competitiveness of farms and farmers. Thank you. On the basis of your experience in Provence-Côte d'Azur, how would you improve the access to funding? And what would you do from a regulation point of view? Well, at the beginning, we had a more targeted approach with investment and interest-free loans. Interest-free loans were granted to people over 40 years of age. We've changed this to extend it to the whole population of farmers. And we've gone as far as we could with the EAFRD regulation. This is the first thing we did. Then we've tried to encourage as much as possible projects in the region. We try to promote this financial instrument. And when we have a candidate who can show that he has a guarantee, he will get a priority. And we can start programming in this case. The midterm question that we ask.
Thank you, Mr. Guiton. So we talked about communication. And what is the most efficient way of communicating? in order to really reach your objectives, in order to be successful? Well, the communication part that we started online means that different stakeholders can see the different financial instruments. When it comes to a project implementation, you really need to have a good relationship between the advisor and the client. This is where you have the mechanism working best. The advisor is going to explain to the client what are the intervention mechanisms and what are the rules that apply. So in the definition, we must have things that are transmissible by an advisor. I don't want to reduce their role here, but sometimes it is not always easy to write it into a policy, even though there is great goodwill. We need to have visible, tangible criteria so that the advisor can easily explain them to the client. And I think that the mechanism that has been created in Occitanie does really match the needs, because the criteria are very clear and visible, and the eligibility criteria are very easy to understand. Thank you. Thank you very much. I see that there are two questions in the chat box. I'm not sure that those questions were for this panel, but I'm going to read them anyway. Is combination with grants allowed? So those financial instruments, in other words, are they combinable with grants? Yes, I can already answer, unless one of you wants to intervene. But I can say that, yes, it was possible before to combine financial instruments and the grants. The new aspect for the new programming period is that you can have this combination within the same operation. And the details on how financial instruments can be combined with a grant are currently being worked out. So this is what I wanted to say to answer your first question, the first question. And then there's a second question. Is the purchase of shares eligible or not? Maybe that is a question that we should send to the ministry representative. I don't know if you can answer. Yes, I understand. Thank you, Mr. Robineau. Yes, is the purchase of shares is eligible, and up to what percentage? This is the question that has been asked by Mr. Lipiridis, and I must say that this is linked to the limits that have been imposed for some types of investments. For example, land purchase. So we have a 10 or 20% of a limit, whether or not you are a young farmer or not. But for purchase of shares, there is no limit. There is no limit. You can present an application and you may want to purchase all the shares, and that is possible as well for a family farm. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you to all of you, Mr. Chassin and Mr. Guiton. Thank you for your participation.